a potpourri of things here for you. Just a lot of different things to catch up on and cover. If you missed it on Saturday, police shot and killed a man after he opened fire boarding a Metro bus near the Kalamazoo Transit Center. It happened 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Shot three people on that city bus. And at the last report, all victims were expected to survive. Oliver did not. He exchanged bullets with officers outside the gun. Outside the bus, I should say. But he died, so you got that going. And I say a potpourri of things. Speaking of attacks, Waukesha still recovering, not far from us, really. They held a moment of silence at 4:39 yesterday afternoon, exactly 1 week after the Christmas parade massacre, when Daryl Brooks drove an SUV through the crowd, killing six people. Five older folks and a six-year-old child. The five adults killed: Wilhelm Hospital, 81, Virginia Sorensen, 79, Leanna Owen, 71, Tamara Durand, 52, and Jane Kulik, 52. They were all part of the Dancing Grannies. And then a little boy, Jackson Sparks, who was marching in the parade with his baseball team. He died Tuesday. His brother, 12-year-old Tucker, survived. One of those kids, by the way, still hospitalized, Jesslyn Torres, hit so hard by the SUV, she has marks from the vehicle's grill across her chest. And she told the doctors, just glue me back together. For her to crack a joke like that, that's pretty cool. She cracked a joke, but, you know, this is a hate crime. It's a hate crime. If roles were reversed, the hate crime would have already been filed. You have six white people killed by a black assailant intentionally driving over them with his SUV. A guy who had messages on social media about Kyle Rittenhouse and so forth. I'm sorry, but it's a hate crime. It's how it would be charged. It's the proper course of action. There you go. Let's see here. We're winding down the firearm deer season here in Michigan. Only a little bit of time left, but the most dangerous thing to hunters is not guns or bows or knives. It's gravity. Falling from a tree stand. Falling from a tree stand. The most dangerous thing that can happen to a hunter. More people killed, a study done in Illinois, more people killed by falling from tree stands, more people grievously injured falling from tree stand than any other cause. Than any other cause. And there you have it. So it was, quite a day on Saturday. I'm going to talk sports for just a moment here, because why not? It's been a decade since the game was worthy of being. Well, in 2016, it looked like Michigan had won the game in overtime, and then, well, there were a couple of questionable calls. Doesn't matter. Michigan had not beaten Ohio State in a decade. Jim Harbaugh had never beaten them, but he did Saturday. Big upset. Number 5, Michigan just crushed Ohio State, 42-27. In Ann Arbor. And now Michigan will play for the Big Ten Championship, first time under Jim Harbaugh, playing Iowa. Another surprise, because Minnesota upset Wisconsin, who was supposed to be there to play Michigan. Michigan already beat Wisconsin once, so it'll be a new opponent in Iowa. But Iowa, don't forget, Iowa was ranked in the top 5 earlier in the year. So it's an 8-4 football team. Michigan favored by, what, 10.5 points to start, but don't get carried away. The interesting part of it is, it would mean that Michigan could make the playoffs. If they beat Iowa this coming Saturday, games at 8 o'clock Saturday night upcoming, it would take them to the college football playoffs for the first time ever. Jim Harbaugh, by the way, said, you can't just get lost in the one big game. There's more to do. He said the 1980 Olympic team pulled off a great upset, one of the greatest in sports history, by beating the Soviet Union 4-3. But they didn't win the gold until they beat Finland 4-2. And that was the United States' last hockey gold medal, by the way. So he said the Wolverines are still chasing their gold medal. The seventh year coach celebrating Saturday's upset win against the Buckeyes with his family, but his attention now on the Hawkeyes. That's a 10-2 football team on a four-game winning streak. The Hawkeyes are tough, so don't get carried away in thinking that you have to look past that. I think, and the Spartans pull off a big win to end the season, 30-27 over Penn State. They finish 10-2. So a good year for all the football teams in Michigan. And, of course, the Spartans beat the Wolverines a couple weeks back. And that's the one that might haunt the Wolverines more, considering they were ahead by 16 points halfway through the third quarter and then lost the football game after leading 30-14. Yeah, that'll hurt. That'll leave a mark at any rate. So congratulations to the Wolverines and the Spartans for both having great years, and for Jim Harbaugh for finally getting that monkey off his back. If you have a company in Michigan, no question you need to be a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Every company I've ever owned in Michigan has been a member of the chamber. Why? Experience. That's why. Experience. You can turn to them and get questions answered that people there have experience with that you probably don't. If you are a business owner in Michigan, you need to be a member of the chamber. MIChamber.com. MIChamber.com. That's my chamber. MIChamber.com. It's the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I'll be right back.